This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Olivia joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe again this morning.
Morning.
Also is her mom, Miriam. Hey, Miriam.
Hi, good morning.
You guys were here last year. Olivia, tell us about Livy's little love list and what you decided to do for Boston Children's Hospital.
Okay, so my fundraiser, Livy's little love list, is a fundraiser I started 2 years ago in 2024. I was diagnosed with osteomyelitis, which is a bone infection that happened in my knee, but it can happen anywhere in your body. And I was there for 10 days. I had surgery on my knee. And there was this place there called the Rec Room. And at the Rec Room, you could, like, play games and you could, like, eat snacks and stuff like that. And it was a really fun place. And I went there a lot to take my mind off, like, the surgery and stuff. And it was a really great place. And my fundraiser is, this is our second year in a row doing it. We are giving back to Boston Children's Hospital. And I'm just really excited about it. And it's really fun.
So I have been to your little love list, which is an amazing Amazon wish list, which makes it so easy. What sort of things are on your list and why did you choose those specific things?
Okay. So last year, we decided to do stuff with like food and snacks and stuff like that and like board games and stuff. But this year we are focusing on stuff for kids who are at the hospital for like more long periods of time, like getting stuff like new hearts and stuff like that and other reasons. So we're trying to focus on things like blankets and like essentials and stuff like that and like stuff that'll like make them feel more homey at the hospital.
What made you decide to start this? Because I feel like a lot of kids have probably been in and out of that hospital and loved using the Rec Room, but they never started their own fundraiser to benefit it. You know, that's a pretty special thing for a child to do.
Olivia's a pretty special girl.
You must be very proud, Mom.
We are very proud of her, yes. So I wanted to start the fundraiser actually because my mom, she was the one who inspired me to do this. We were like at dinner and we were like talking about the hospital and stuff and how it's like an amazing place. And she was like, why don't we start a fundraiser to help give back to them? And I was like, that's such a great idea. And she helped me. She's one of the main reasons I have been doing this. She's a very amazing person and she has helped me a lot. And I've been doing, like, we've been putting it out in our town and we've been putting out around my school and doing a bunch of things just to get it out there and to help give back to a place that gave so much to me.
So I saw some pictures. It seemed like you had a pretty good haul last year. And I understand you were able to raise $2,200 in donations last year. And your goal is to pass that this year. So
yes, my goal this year is to do $4,000 in donations.
Okay. And where can people go for Livy's little love list?
So you can find, there's like on my Instagram at Lax and Livy. You can go to my Instagram, and there's in my link in my bio, you can go to the fundraiser to the wish list, and you can also find the flyer on my story.
And then you can text us here in the studio also. If you text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, we will send you back a direct link. We will post it when we post the podcast as well. But text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we'll send you the link to Libby's.
Yeah, people, the things on this list, they're not very expensive. It's a one-off. Like,
yeah, like
you could
what?
Do this literally right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, like a $9 Lego, or maybe $19 for Swiss Miss hot chocolate for the machine.
Okay.
Or what I love, like there's some makeup here. You know, lotion, stuff just to make you feel like a girl or whatever, you know? So let's do that.
I think that a lot of times when people think about Children's Hospital, they forget that a lot of the patients at Children's are there long term and for long periods of time. So these are really things that kind of offer the comfort of home and make them feel, you know, just more comfortable overall. And this year they had asked us for a bookshelf. And so our goal, one of the goals, is to fill the bookshelf with books before we get it to them.
One of my main like hobbies is reading. And I thought that I was like, maybe we can, I asked them, I was like, do you guys have a bookshelf in the rec room? And they were like, yeah, or we could use like a narrow bookshelf. And so I put a narrow bookshelf on there and someone bought it off there. And we've had all these amazing book series that I put on there bought. And it's just really special. And that's one of the things that have just like treasured a lot doing this.
Olivia, how old are you?
I'm 13.
That's just incredible.
I couldn't get myself dressed to go to school on time at 13, Dan.
I'm going to bow out of what I was doing at 13.
We'll just get you to the Amazon list and buy you something.
Libby's Little Love List again.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. We will send you that link. Libby, you and your mom, Miriam, are definitely, again, members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
All right, keep us posted. Best of luck.
We will. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. The Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Kennedy, say good morning to Joanna from Woburn.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, there goes Kennedy. Five pop culture trivia questions are in front of you. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy, and you win the $100 if you tie Kennedy. That's an L for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The FBI has increased the reward for information about Nancy Guthrie to $100,000. What does FBI stand for?
Oh, you got to watch more crime shows.
suspected person in it of interest.
All right, question number two. Today in 1998, The Wedding Singer was released. Who played Adam Sandler's love interest, Julia Guglia, in that movie?
Drew Barrymore.
Not a name you're used to saying out loud a lot.
Julia Guglia.
Rob Thomas, 54 this weekend. He's the lead singer of Matchbox 20. Name this Matchbox 20 song from just the opening lyric. Take a listen.
She said it's cold outside and she hands me a raincoat. She's always worried about things like that.
Name the song.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I know.
It's all going to end, and it might as well be
my
fault.
I know. This is in my wheelhouse.
Need an answer.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Question number four. Robin Williams really wanted to play Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, but they had an unofficial policy of only hiring Brits. Hagrid got his wands broken when he was expelled from Hogwarts. but he continued to do magic using what?
Jeez. All right. No idea.
And question number five, a list of movies to watch for Galentine's Day include Bridesmaids, Bad Moms, and 13 Going on 30. Galentine's Day actually started as a bit on a sitcom and took off in popular culture. Which show created Galentine's Day?
Friends?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lana went out on her Galentine's Day earlier this week. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Joanna from Woburn got one out of five.
One.
Sooch.
Big sooch for the woo.
So
these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The FBI has increased the reward for information about Nancy Guthrie to $100,000. What does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
When I was very young, growing up in Florida in a spring break town, I always thought it meant federal booty investigator.
Hey,
because that's what the T-shirt said. 1-0, question number two. Today in 1998, The Wedding Singer was released. Who played Adam Sandler's love interest, Julia Guglia, in that movie?
Drew Barrymore.
2-1. Rob Thomas, 54 this weekend. Of course, the lead singer of Matchbox 20. Name this song from them just from the opening lyric.
She said it's cold outside and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that.
3 a.m.
3-1, question number four. Robin Williams really wanted to play Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, but they had an unofficial policy of only hiring Brits. Hagrid got his wands broken when he was expelled from Hogwarts, but he continued to do magic using...
Umbrella.
Ella. 4-1.
Robin Williams would have been incredible.
That's true. A list of movies to watch for Galentine's Day, Bridesmaids, Bad Moms, and 13 Going on 30. It was actually started as a bit on a sitcom and took off in popular culture. Which show created Galentine's Day?
Parks and Rec.
That is it. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Joanna, I understand it's your last day of vacation before back to work.
No, it's my last day at work, and then I'm going on vacation.
Let's go.
Nice. All right, well, I got a wonderful gift for you here. 4 tickets to Disney on Ice. You can jump in February 19th at the TD Garden. Disney on Ice, playing from February 18th to the 22nd. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But you're going for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Joanna, and I'm from Woburn, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We had a great day yesterday as we wrapped up our Valentine's for Veterans. It's our second year doing this, and we had this idea that we would collect a lot of veterans, our Valentine's Day cards from elementary school kids and then deliver them to different veterans organizations. Kennedy's been working feverishly behind the scenes in the studio, mailing a lot of them out.
I would say we sent out 2,000 cards.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah,
like
the box is stacked in our office.
That's
crazy.
That's how many you guys got to us and how many other veterans organizations we were able to send them to. So that was pretty cool. But going to the VA yesterday to actually see the people was very special.
Yeah, we went out to Brockton. We went to the VA hospital. We got the VIP escort around. Kennedy had the cart full of the Valentine's Day cards. And we just got to meet a lot of wonderful people. We have some thank yous that we want to say. But before we do that, we're going to meet Daniel. Daniel was in one of the hospital rooms that we went into. It was a room where maybe they were having lunch or they were just hanging
sort
out.
Like their meeting room.
Yeah, their activities
know, got
room.
Got a TV, stuff like that.
He's a veteran. He's been through a lot. I'll explain that after. But when you hear his spirits in his voice and then what he's been through. All right, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
And you served, obviously, in the military. What branch did you serve in?
United States Navy. I was on the aircraft carrier.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. What did you do on the aircraft carrier?
I was a bosun's mate.
And what does that mean?
Everything. Did everything. Dropped anchor, stood watches, refueled the ship, tied the ship up in port. All the maintenance jobs aboard that ship.
And can you talk about how things are going here? How's the care?
This here, I want to say the staff here is just excellent. I mean, the nurses are outstanding. They give us the greatest. I've gone through a lot, and I have done nothing but improve every year. And the recreational gals we have here keep us busy. They're super, super on top of everything. They really make it, when we have nothing to do, they really enlighten us with a lot of stuff.
You can hear it in your voice. They keep your spirits up. Well, I don't know if you know what we're doing here today. Me and my co-host Kennedy, who you see walking around right now, we do a radio show here in Boston, and we asked our listeners if they had kids in elementary school, if they would make cards for you guys for Veterans Day. And so you'll see there are stacks and stacks and stacks of cards that young kids all over Boston wrote for you guys. And so we're delivering them here today for Valentine's Day.
I appreciate it, sir.
Well, no, we appreciate you. Thank you for your service.
I appreciate you, too, for your service.
Yes, all right.
This facility here and the nursing staff is outstanding, second to none. It's the best place in the world to get healthy.
That's amazing. That should be a commercial right there. The spirit of that man and what he's been through medically. Now, I don't know what happened. He's had a lot of surgeries. He has lost his nose and one eye during the process of all of these surgeries. And the fact that he was just so positive and happy after everything that he's been through. In fact, at some point, they had funny, like, Valentine's Day glasses. Mm-hmm. And the one of the staff was like, oh, somebody's got to put these on. And he's like, well, I can't do it. I don't have a nose. And I was like, I love your sense of humor. I needed that. Now, to everybody at the VA hospitals that helped us out, Kennedy, can we just give a quick shout out to them?
So Matt, Krista, and Deirdre, they helped us yesterday. And Matt, who's the commander,
he's in charge
of the VA, gave us the coin.
He did give us a coin. Yeah, so if you don't know, in the military, there's this thing that happens. It's called a coin challenge. And you carry around your military coin. And if somebody pulls it out and you don't have yours, you may have to buy them a drink at the bar. It also has to do with the rank of the person.
That's
that
what
gave
I said. I go,
coin.
We're going to the bar then.
Yeah.
Because if you put it down in the bar, they owe you.
And I guess, historically speaking, VA hospitals don't have coins. And he's one of the
because
only...
Because they weren't commanders, but he is now.
Right.
And so we got the first one.
We got like the first of its kind, which was very special of them to give to us. And just know how much they appreciate you, all the teachers, mm-hmm. all the students. They just could not stop talking about how much these veterans appreciated it.
Kennedy, what was it like when you were hand delivering the cards to the veterans?
It
or
was
their, what was
lovely,
their response?
Because like at first they're like, what are you doing here? Why? You know, and then kind of explain it. And as they looked at them and saw that, you know, the cards that had American flags and thank you for your service and all of the wonderful things that these young people wrote, I really think it brightened their day. They were saying they're going to hang them on the wall. They were asking for tape. And they had two women there, and they don't normally have a lot of women there. And mm-hmm. we got to see both of them, which I thought was great. The nurse mm-hmm. Holly, she wanted to make sure that we could see them too, which I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So, it's an amazing place. If you are a veteran and you need anything,
yep.
you can go there, and they have so many programs and services, anything that you need. And so, side note,
yes.
one of the people that we gave the Valentines to asked if he could then write a thank you letter back to whoever wrote the card.
To the classroom.
And so that kind of got my brain a-bubbling.
Yep.
So we're going to see what we can do to
Might
maybe
be a
make
pen pal
happen.
Situation with the Carson yeah. Kennedy Show and veterans and the students that helped us out. If you want to see video of our visit yesterday, it'll be going up on social media at some point this morning, I believe, mm-hmm. right? And they already did a piece this morning on NBC 10 Boston, which is very kind of them to do that. We appreciate that so much. So just look for that.
Thanks to everybody.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
All the glitter.
Yes.
I will never get it off my hands. I'm okay with that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
We got a $100 gift card to give away to In the Game Peabody. We got school vacation week coming up, and you completely forgot and have no plans. You're like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? Well, we got you. We got you. Dan, let's explain what this game is, please, quickly.
All right, the game is called Movie Score Madness. I have pulled a bunch of the theme songs to the biggest movies of our time, and we're going to play it. Everybody knows them, but it's going to you have to figure out which movie this score belongs to.
Okay.
And if you get them all right, then you're going to get a $100 gift card.
Okay.
We're going to do a practice round first, Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Take a listen.
Stop. I know, I don't. That's Star Wars.
That is
Long
correct.
Ago. A galaxy far, far away.
And that's how the game works in a nutshell.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay, let's see. Linda from Wilmington, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Movie theme madness. You have to get all three of these right to win. Here's the first one. Like that's a softball for the first one, Linda. What is it?
It's Titanic.
That is correct. Okay. All right. We got one in. Here's the next one for movie theme madness. They get a little harder. Take a listen to this one. What is it?
One of my favorite movies as a kid.
Any idea?
It's not Lord of the Rings, is it?
Sorry.
B-Side from Gloucester, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You heard the first one. What was the first one?
It's Titanic.
All right. The second one. Take a listen.
Yes, movie I know it.
You do?
I do. It's Jurassic
Park.
There it is. Jurassic Park. All right. Nice job. So you got to get all three right to win. Here comes the third one. Dan, this is a hard one. Name the movie.
Oh, my God. That is a tough one. You know what? As a movie buff, I can't figure that out.
Oh, you stumped her, Dan.
It's so hard not to quote
Sorry, B-side.
You don't.
Yvonne is from Lynn. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Okay, so you heard the first one, right? What was it?
Titanic.
Yes. What was the second one?
Jurassic Park.
All right, and here is the third one again. Take a listen. What movie is that?
I'm going to say X-Men.
X-Men? That is incorrect. We stumped him, Dan. We stumped him. Beth from Weymouth, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what was the first one?
Titanic.
What was the second one?
Oh my God, I just forgot. Sorry. Hold on. Oh.
I can play it for her, right? Cause
yeah.
That's fine. I'll play it for you. Here you go.
I was stuck on the third one.
That's okay.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I knew that would refresh your memory. Okay. So now the third one. You want me to play it one more time?
I think it's Lord of the Rings. Hmm.
I think you're off. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Heather from Ashby. Good morning.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know what it is.
All right.
Thank you for being.
Thank you for not wasting
our time. Thanks
for
the brevity.
All right. Good morning, Mix 104.1. Who is this?
This is Pam and Cam.
Pam and Cam. Good yeah. morning.
Good morning.
All right. What was the first one?
Titanic.
Okay. The second one?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. What's the third one?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is correct. Yay! Yes, it is Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes.
Why is the rum always gone?
So, Pam, who recognized it? Was it you or Cam that knew it?
Cam knew that one.
Cam knew that
amazing.
One.
Amazing.
Well, then Cam deserves a $100 gift card in yes. the Game Peabody.
Now, now, is Cam your son?
He's my son. Perfect timing for a school vacation.
Oh, nice. How old is Cam?
I'm 14.
Nice job, work. Cam. You're going to love this. They have this new thing there. It's called Gel Blasters. It's like laser tag, except with little pellet PBs, pellet BBs. You get to shoot each other. It's awesome.
That'd be so fun.
I
want to
go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right, well, congratulations. You got that $100 gift card, too, in the Game PB. You enjoy that, okay?
We will. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. Thank you, guys. Hang on a second.
Come on. Let's get you going. I would just drive around in my car pretending like it's the Black Pearl.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, this one was the hardest one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat, Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Skirt.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a
Of course, Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. They're Washington's birthday sales event. Lasts all month long. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Stephanie from Attleboro.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also in the car are Jack, who is 11, Claire, who is 8.
Hello.
Hi.
Everybody's in a good mood. Last day before school vacation week, right?
We've been calling. My daughter tries to call in every single day. She's very excited.
Well, persistence pays off because you're here.
Here we go. Right. Get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
You want to say it? Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll make you make sense. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of the questions or your answers. Again, you tie Kennedy. It's a loss for you. Question number 1. F1 star Lewis Hamilton declined to address romance rumors with Kim Kardashian after they attended the Super Bowl together, reportedly saying, "It's my private life. I'm not talking about that." Which goes faster, an F1 car or a NASCAR?
I'd say F1.
There's a very impressive AI video of Brad Pitt fighting Tom Cruise going viral. It's made with new AI generators from the Chinese tech company ByteDance. ByteDance is famous for creating which popular app?
Oh, God. No idea. Okay. TikTok.
All right. Question number 3. This former Patriots quarterback turns 54 this weekend. He was the starter for 9 seasons and even took the Patriots to a Super Bowl. He lost his job when he got hurt, and a young backup quarterback by the name of Tom Brady got his first chance to check into a game, and he never got his job back. Who is he?
Drew Bledsoe?
Ryan Gosling will host SNL March 7th with Gorillaz as the musical guest. It will be Gorillaz' first time performing on SNL. Finish the hook to one of their biggest songs. Take a listen.
I ain't happy.
happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The
future is coming on.
Question number five.
Well, your rhythm's a little off, but the lyrics are right.
James Vanderbeek's Dawson's Creek co-star Katie Holmes posted a tribute to him, calling their time together sacred and vowing to be there for his family. Dawson's Creek was set in a fictional town in Massachusetts. What was the town called?
Oh, I've never seen Dawson's Creek. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. You did great, though.
Outside of that, though, you were cooking.
Yeah, you did really strong. Kennedy, welcome back. Stephanie got 4 out of 5 right.
All right.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
So these are really tough, Kennedy. You've lost some money this week, too, haven't you? Question number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
F1 star Lewis Hamilton declined to address romance rumors with he and Kim Kardashian. He says, it's my private life, and I'm not talking about that. Which goes faster, an F1 car or a NASCAR?
F1.
1-1. There's a very impressive AI video of Brad Pitt fighting Tom Cruise going viral. It's made with a new AI generator from the Chinese tech company ByteDance. ByteDance is famous for creating which popular app?
TikTok?
Tied at 2. Oh. This former Patriots quarterback turns 54 this weekend. He was the starter for 9 seasons, even took the Pats to a Super Bowl, but he lost his job when he got hurt, and a young backup quarterback named Tom Brady got his first chance to check into a game, and he never got his job back. Who is he?
Drew Bledsoe. Sports!
Yep. Shout out to the Jets player, Mo Lewis, that hurt him, and then we won 6 Super Bowls.
Mo Lewis should go in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
He changed the course of the franchise.
3-3. Question number 4. Ryan Gosling will host SNL on March 7th with Gorillaz as the musical guest. Finish the hook to one of their biggest hits.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long.
The future is coming on.
That is correct. 4-4. Question number 5. James Vanderbeek's Dawson's Creek co-star Katie Holmes posted a tribute to him, calling their time together sacred and vowing to be there for his family. Dawson's Creek was set in a fictional town in Massachusetts. What was the town called?
No, I don't know. Pennsylvania.
Cape Side.
Honestly, how do we not have a town called Cape Side?
It's a great name, right? Why is that made up?
Yep.
That's it, Dan. We're changing the name of some city.
We have boroughs in every direction, but we don't have a Cape Side.
Braintree's out. Cape Side's in. Well, 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, Stephanie. But we really do appreciate you and Jack and Claire all listening to the show every morning.
Thank you. Jack and Claire. Yep. Stephanie's Jack and Claire from Attleboro, and we can't be Kennedy.
Good vibes. Good vibes
good
from
vibes
that family.
Only.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Drop me an email, Carson at mix1041.com. Carson, I have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. I've been married for 20 years, and I was listening to your segment where Atlanta said she didn't want to bother with Valentine's Day. My husband and I haven't celebrated this, as Lana says, fake holiday in years, and we're just fine. So if she says she wants nothing, believe her. Kennedy, can you make a parody to help Carson understand Angela from Scituate? What you got?
Okay, so I am singing this, excuse me, as though I'm Lana. So this is from her point of view.
Okay.
And it's to Taylor Swift's lover, and it's called Nothing. This year you said the Christmas lights went up too early. then you wouldn't put them on the house. There's no dazzling haze, just laundry and bills, my dear. Has it really been almost 20 years? Why is this day such a show? We will be together forever and ever. You don't have to take me out, just take out the trash. Here's what I want.
Nothing.
Every year I know just what you do. February 13th at 9:02. Now don't get me wrong, it's still kinda sweet, but I don't want effort that comes with a receipt. Is this version of you here next week, or just now so you seem sweet? Don't take me out, take the broom. I want
nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take note. A card and bouquet does not make you the goat. It's a fake holiday made up by the man I want.
Nothing.
No roses, no chocolate, no dinner downtown. Just wipe the counters and put the seat down. I've been real clear, so hear me right now. I want
nothing.
And you can keep all the roses that you bought. I've been clear. Here's what I want. Can you clean like this all year? Not just when the 14th is near. And I wipe the sink and fold the clothes. Oh, I want. Oh, I want. Oh, I want.
Nothing.
Not my best work, but you get it.
Oh, that is pretty amazing. From the 617, I lolled with the put the seat down. I did too.
Would you like to forward that to my girlfriend? Because she wants something. She doesn't agree.
She wants everything.
She does want a receipt.
And a kitten. Well, thank you, Kennedy. Sure. That was wonderful. If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, drop me an email, Karson at mix1041.com. Do not text it in. Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Visit Portland. Go to winterweekdays.com. New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs will be in a Massachusetts courtroom today to face charges that he assaulted a private chef last year. He was originally scheduled to be arraigned on charges of felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery in January. But of course, as we said before, that was postponed because he had a job to do on the Super Bowl. Also yesterday, court records showed that the two defense attorneys that he had had working for him exited the case and were replaced by an attorney by the name of Sarah Silva. So I don't know what happened there.
It's never a good sign when both of your defense attorneys leave.
Charging documents allege that on December 2nd of last year, he smacked a private chef over a paycheck dispute at a Dedham residence. According to the court documents, he tried to choke the victim using the crook of his elbow around her neck. And the paperwork alleges that the woman had trouble breathing, that she felt like she could have blacked out. She said she tried to pry his arm away and he tightened his grip. And at that point, he threw her on the bed and said something to the effect of, "Thought so." The police report showed the woman had some redness on her chest, but they didn't take any pictures as evidence. And there were some text messages back and forth, but they're so full of swear words, I really can't even read them.
Mm-hmm.
His former lawyer said that he categorically denies the allegations, that they are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur.
I think this is the end of this this run for him with the Patriots. I think he's done. I don't think he's coming back. Yeah, I don't think he's coming back next year.
I mean, he's a good player and he's a great teammate. All his teammates love him, but
he's off the messy.
His off the field stuff is just a lot.
Messy.
Yeah. And they would owe him a lot of money for him to stick around, and he's a little bit older, and do you want to put up with all of that mess? And you're not, you know, he didn't really produce in the playoffs that much. I mean, he had a nice season. He was definitely a reason we got to where we were, but in the playoffs, he fell off. He's a little bit older. He's got a lot of drama off the court. There's another lawsuit going on where he's accused somebody of stealing his car and then threatened the guy who was transporting the car, but the guy didn't steal the car. And like, there's all sorts of things with him over the years. And so, yeah, I think he's done.
So we'll find out today what happens there. No Con decided to go on ahead and do four shows at Fenway. A new show has been added for July 7th. The presale happened like 2 seconds after he announced it.
Hold on. Stop.
People weren't pleased.
Hold on. Had to wear another Noah Con shirt today.
This is radio, buddy.
We'll put it up on the video. I feel like every time he announces another concert date, I got to add another t-shirt to the arsenal.
So he will be at Fenway July 7th, 8th, 10th, and 11th.
That is wild.
So if you signed up for the presale, you already know. And it was apparently another cluster yesterday trying to get the tickets. A lot of people getting dropped and didn't get their tickets. But general public tickets go on sale at noon today. Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor.
So if Fenway seats like 37,000 people for a concert.
Right.
And he's doing four shows. That's almost 150,000 people.
It's insane.
Coming to see him play guitar and sing about Vermont.
I just don't know why.
Good for him, man.
They couldn't get it done at Gillette. Like,
The FIFA thing will be there then, I think.
That might be a good reason. That might be a good reason. Yeah, I saw a lot of people yesterday were saying they pine for the days of Ticketmaster.
Yeah, that's a wild flex.
Isn't that crazy? That's how bad
this is
going.
That's how bad it was, yeah.
People are, and it looks, I was looking at the schedule, and it looks like there's room to add more dates at Fenway.
Well, the announcement from Fenway Park said fourth and final show.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. Money talks. That's
four
crazy.
Is a good number. You can go do other places, other parts of the country.
He's doing other parts of the country. He's doing multiple shows in New York. You know, I mean, there's multiple cities with multiple shows. Now.
I'm just so happy for him.
Yeah.
So some good news from the Olympics. 4 days after Breezy Johnson's Winter Olympics began with skiing's downhill gold medal, she got a new piece of jewelry. After she did her last run and crashed, her boyfriend, Connor Watkins, did this.
You have worked so hard and achieved so much, and yet you still find the time to love me, to make me feel special, and most importantly, you help me love myself. Like, there's only one way I want to spend the rest of my life, and that is by your side. I love you. Will you marry me? Yes.
So cute.
That was a strong proposal.
Apparently, though, this is the Olympics of... Everything's in the public.
I'm just going to say, yesterday we were talking about the fact that a guy admitted he cheated on his girlfriend right after he won an Olympic medal, and now we have a guy proposing after someone wins.
This one's better.
I mean,
but you're stealing the spotlight from the Olympic medalist, aren't you?
I mean, she had just finished her run.
Yeah.
She won gold earlier. Why'd you propose after she crashed?
Maybe because she was sad. Maybe because she was sad and he wanted her to feel better.
Proposed in the event she won golden, bro.
Did I see Taylor Swift commented on all of this as well? Like, she was in the chat.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Taylor Swift commented on it and was,
I don't know if there's a relationship between the skier and Taylor or whatever, but I saw that somehow she has entered the conversation, is commenting about the whole proposal.
Wow. Go ahead. And of course, it's Friday, so I've got some new music. Would you like to hear?
Hit me.
Depends.
New Jelly Roll?
Yes.
Always.
Thorn.
Every thorn has its rose. Every rub has a diamond. Every cloud I've ever known had the sun somewhere behind it.
There.
Bunny.
Skinny Is Jelly Roll makes much more upbeat music. Bigger Jelly Roll was a lot
darker.
Darker.
Well, he's in a, really a
happy
good place. And
he
a
lost
happy
some
man.
Pounds. He's feeling better.
So there you have it. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event, lasting all month long. Kennedy, say hello to Dave from Melrose.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well as also. Thank you.
It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We are giving Kennedy a shot to redeem herself. What was the score when you beat her, Dave?
It was 4-3.
4-3. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
What are you, 2-2 this week so far, Kennedy, for Redemption Week? That was the number two that she just threw up.
But it was on two different hands.
Yeah.
One finger each hand.
That's not the first time she's done that this morning, Dan. It's a great photo right now on my Instagram. If you want to look it up, at Carson with a K. It's in my story. You should go look at it.
All right.
Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Dave, you get more right than Kennedy, and you'll have done something most people have not. Defeated Kennedy twice. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The Foo Fighters are promoting their new album with an interactive website where you can hear snippets of the songs. Who is the lead singer?
Dave Grohl.
Red Sox pitchers and catchers have officially reported for spring training, marking the start of another baseball season. Where do the Red Sox have their spring training every year?
Fort Myers, Florida.
The Backstreet Boys grabbed attention with their fun Super Bowl commercial, but they're already eyeing something bigger for next year. During a show at the Sphere in Vegas, AJ McLean told fans he wants the group to headline the next halftime show. Which of these is not a BSB song? Which one is not? Shape of My Heart, I Do Cherish You, As Long As You Love Me. Which one is not?
Shape of My Heart.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese are working on a Frank Sinatra biopic. Excuse me. Oof.
Bless you.
Thank you. Frank Sinatra had many nicknames. What was his most famous?
Isn't it like Old Blue Eyes?
Question number five. One of the grass dancers from Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show is selling their costume for $5,000 on eBay. And they included the entire outfit along with in-ear audio credentials and the snacks they were given. The grass was part of the illusion that Bad Bunny was walking through what type of field during his halftime show?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you find the photo down?
I did.
It's a good one, isn't
it's
it?
Solid.
It's a solid one. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
We're just talking about all the many times you flipped Carson the Bird today.
It's a few.
Dave from Melrose, back for Redemption Week, got three out of five.
Then at the roundabout, take the first exit.
All right, we're going to need your GPS to calm down.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Roundabouts are tricky. We get it.
So are these questions, Kennedy. You
all
ready?
Right. Yep.
Foo Fighters are promoting their new album with an interactive website where you can hear snippets of the songs. Who's the lead singer?
Dave Grohl.
Tied at one. Red Sox pitchers and catchers have officially reported for spring training, marking the start of another baseball season. Where do the Red Sox have their spring training every year?
Pennsylvania.
Be a pretty cold spring training.
That's just my answer when
Fenway
I don't
South is Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. All right.
2-1 for Dave.
Uh-oh.
Backstreet Boys grabbed attention for their fun Super Bowl commercial, but they're already eyeing another something bigger for next year. During their show at the Sphere in Vegas, AJ told fans he wants the group to headline the halftime show next
year.
Yes. Right? Kennedy, which of these is not a BSB song? Shape of My Heart, I Do Cherish You, As Long As You Love Me.
I Do Cherish You.
Done by
98 Degrees.
That is correct. Tied at two. Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese are working on a Frank Sinatra biopic. Sinatra had many nicknames, but what was his most famous?
Old Blue Eyes.
Tied at three. Question number five. One of the grass dancers from Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show is selling their costume for $5,000 on eBay, and they've included the outfit, the in-ear audio, the credentials, and the snacks they were given. Make your paper, boo-boo. The grass was part of the illusion that Bad Bunny was walking through what type of field during his halftime show?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I am as blank as blank can be.
Sugarcane.
Duh.
Little known fact, the first radio station I ever worked for, Sugar 900, because we were right in the middle of all the sugarcane fields in Belgrade, Florida.
Did I lose?
No, you tied 3-3.
Tied.
That's all you cared about.
That's all I care about.
I mean, it was close.
It was close.
Guys, this day.
I would show you the sheet with all the answers on it, but you can't see it anyway.
I certainly can't. So. I can't see a thing.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, with a 3-3 tie, Kennedy does get the win. Redemption is yours, Kennedy.
Okay.
Dave, we appreciate you coming back for Redemption
Week. Dave.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Dave from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England and the Washington's birthday sales event, lasts all month long. Kennedy, say hey to Kelly from Melrose.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You as well.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Kelly from Melrose. If you answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 right now, okay?
All right.
She's gone into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of your answers or the questions. If you tie, that's a loss for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
He's scheduled for court today after allegations by his private chef that he strangled her. He also got dumped by his girlfriend in the middle of playing in the Super Bowl. Who is he?
Oh, I don't pass. I don't know.
Question number two. One of the grass dancers from Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show is selling their costume for $5,000 on eBay. It includes, excuse me, the outfit, along with the in-ear radio, the credentials, and the snacks they were given. Which state hosted this year's Super Bowl?
California.
Wuthering Heights, the movie, hits theaters this weekend. Can you name the male and female leads?
I cannot.
Two beautiful people. Question number four. I don't know how this is fair, but the singer for Great White, Brett Carlisle, auditioned for American Idol, and he made it to the next round. Great White had a huge hit in the 80s called Once Bitten Blank.
Twice Shy.
And question number five, speaking of the Super Bowl, next year's game will be on Valentine's Day. Which state will host the game next year?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
You want to take
today
a guess?
There's one of my
days. Well, there's 50,
I mean, there's, yeah.
50 states. Pick one.
Can it be like, oh man.
Just pick a state.
Well, you know where I want it to be? Puerto Rico.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That would be an interesting plot twist.
You know, thank you. I thought so, too.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kelly from Melrose, who's heading into work, even though she was out late last night.
So was Dan.
I was burning the midnight. I was burning the midnight tater tots.
Okay. Who doesn't love a midnight tater tot?
All right. Kelly got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are pretty tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's scheduled for court today after allegations by his private chef that he strangled her. He also got dumped by his girlfriend in the middle of playing in the Super Bowl. Who is he?
Stephon Diggs.
1-0. Question number two. One of the grass dancers from Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show is selling their costume for $5,000 on eBay. Which state hosted this year's Super Bowl?
California.
2-1. Wuthering Heights, the movie, hits theaters this weekend. Can you name the male and female leads?
The actors?
Yes.
Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi.
2-1. Have you heard anything about this, what they're saying the reviews are?
It's very sexy.
Yeah, that's too beautiful.
It's not your mom's Wuthering Heights.
Oh.
Okay. It's not maybe what Emily Bronte had envisioned, but here we are.
I didn't even know my mom had a Wuthering Heights. So right now.
3-1. Question number four. I don't know how this is fair, Kennedy, but the Great White singer Brett Carlisle auditioned for American Idol and made it to the next round. Great White had a huge hit in the 80s called Once Bitten Blank.
Twice Shy?
That is it. I kind of feel like it's these NBA and G League players that didn't make it, and now they're going back to college because they still have...
Well, it's like the fourth lead singer that they've had. He's 28 years old. Everybody else in Great White is 50 or 60.
Well, I didn't... I thought it was the original. I don't
know. No, he passed away, I think, and...
Did he?
Or he stopped playing with the band, one of the two. Mm.
Their remake of Radar Love?
No, Golden Earring Every Day.
Yeah. 4-2, question number five. Speaking of Super Bowls, next year's game will be on Valentine's Day. Which state will host the game?
Pennsylvania.
Oddly enough, California again.
Really?
Yes. They're going to be at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
I'm going to get taxed again. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I believe you got 4 out of 5.
I did.
Yep. Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, you don't get the $1,000. That'd have been a lot of tater tots.
Quite all right. Quite all right. Thanks so much.
Well, we do appreciate you calling in.
Good
to play
luck at
this
work
morning.
Today, friend.
Yes, yes.
Thanks so much. All the best, guys.
A little hair of the dog at lunch. That's what I say.
100%. And some flame-broiled goodness.
Yep. All right, what do you want to
share
say?
Share the chat.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kelly from Melrose, and I did not beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.